Imagine a world where the subtle movements of your hand, the shadows they cast, could control the environment around you. Adjusting your blinds, dimming the lights, even turning on the television with just a wave of your hand. That is the intriguing potential of silhouette interactions and the subject of this deep dive. Our insights today come directly from a research paper presented at UBCompIS WC15 Adjunct.
UBCompIS WC15 Adjunct is a leading conference in the field of ubiquitous computing.
So we can be sure that this research represents the cutting edge of the field. This paper explores a fascinating new approach to human-computer interaction. So let's delve into the researchers' motivation. Why hand shadows? Why focus on their application to home appliances?
The researchers posit that hand shadows are not merely projections, but rather intuitive extensions of ourselves. They saw an opportunity to harness this innate connection, to bridge the gap between humans and technology in a manner that feels natural, almost instinctive.
It's an intriguing concept, this idea of using something as ephemeral as a shadow to control something as tangible as a home appliance.
Precisely. Think about the modern home. It's filled with smart devices, each competing for our attention with its own unique interface.
It can be overwhelming.
Silhouette interactions present an elegant solution, one that leverages something we all possess, our shadows, to interact with our increasingly digital environments.
And did the researchers explore whether people would actually want to interact with their devices in this way?
They did. They were curious about whether people would find value in this type of interaction and conducted a series of user studies.
And what did these studies reveal?
The results were quite compelling. It turns out that people were quite receptive to the concept of silhouette interactions. Nearly all of the participants in the study recognized the inherent value in this novel approach.
So people could envision themselves using this technology.
They envisioned themselves using subtle gestures to control the ambience of their homes, but it went beyond these futuristic aspirations. The study uncovered a desire for more nuanced control over their devices.
Could you elaborate on that? What kind of nuanced control were they looking for?
When it came to controlling lights, for example, participants desired more than just a simple on and off function. They wanted to fine-tune the brightness with the wave of a hand.
That makes sense. People want to feel like they have precise control over their environments.
This desire for granular control reflects a larger trend in human-computer interaction. Traditional interfaces with their binary options and limited input methods can sometimes feel restrictive. Silhouette interactions, with their potential for subtle adjustments, offer the tantalizing possibility of technology seamlessly responding to our needs and desires.
It's about moving beyond the on-off switch, so to speak.
Precisely.
And was this desire for nuanced control limited to lights? Or did it extend to other devices as well?
It went far beyond. This wasn't limited to just lights or even the usual suspects, such as televisions and speakers. Participants' imaginations soared as they envisioned controlling a range of devices in their homes. From robotic vacuums to even receiving haptic feedback from radiators, the potential applications of silhouette interactions seem to be as limitless as our shadows themselves.
It's fascinating how this technology seems to tap into our imaginations. But how do you translate this almost ethereal concept of interacting with light and shadow into a practical reality? That's where the real challenge lies.
Indeed, bridging that gap between concept and implementation is where this research takes a fascinating turn. The researchers developed clever techniques to interpret the language of shadows, effectively transforming these fleeting gestures into concrete commands.
So they had to teach a computer to understand the language of shadows.
In a sense, yes. They had to develop algorithms and systems that could perceive and interpret these subtle movements of light and shadow, translating them into meaningful instructions for various devices.
That sounds incredibly complex.
To bridge that divide between concept and implementation, the researchers designed a second user study. This study focused on developing an intuitive vocabulary of shadow gestures.
So they wanted to see what gestures people would naturally use to control these devices with their shadows.
Precisely. They created a controlled environment to observe how people intuitively mapped their movements to desired actions.
And what did this controlled environment look like?
Imagine this. A simulated living room, complete with functional appliances. Participants, equipped with an LED light, were tasked with controlling these devices using only their shadows. Their every movement was meticulously observed by the researcher.
So it was a kind of shadow puppet theater for technology.
In a sense, yes. But the goal was not entertainment. It was to decipher the unspoken language of our shadows, to see if we could communicate our intentions to machines through this subtle interplay of light and darkness.
And did this experiment yield any interesting results?
What emerged from this orchestrated interplay of light and shadow was remarkable. A concise, almost instinctive set of gestures materialized. A tap to turn on, a swipe to change channels, circular motions for volume control these gestures, already ingrained in our interactions with the physical world, translated seamlessly into the digital domain.
It's as if we already possess an intuitive understanding of how to manipulate our environment with shadows.
It's an intriguing thought. Perhaps these shadow gestures are echoes of our evolutionary past, remnants of a time when our ancestors interacted with their surroundings through more primal means. Or perhaps it's simply a testament to the adaptability of the human brain, its ability to find familiar patterns even in the most novel of situations.
Regardless of the reason, it seems that these shadow gestures hold the potential to unlock a more intuitive way of interacting with our increasingly digital world. But how did the researchers translate these observed gestures into actual commands for devices?
That's where the technical ingenuity of this research truly shines. They had to develop algorithms that could accurately track the movement of shadows, distinguish between intentional gestures and unintentional movements, and then translate those gestures into specific commands for different devices.
It sounds like a monumental task. Did they achieve any success in this endeavor?
They did. They developed a prototype system that demonstrated the feasibility of silhouette interactions.
Tell us more about this prototype. How did it work?
The prototype itself was fairly straightforward. It consisted of three primary components.
Oh.
An LED light worn by the user.
So this would be what casts the shadows.
Exactly. That light source is essential.
Makes sense.
Then a sensor. The sensor could track the movements of the user's hand, specifically focusing on the shadows generated.
And this sensor would be responsible for interpreting those shadows as gestures.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a smartphone.
Why a smartphone?
The smartphone acted as the central processing unit. It received the data from the sensor, interpreted the shadow gestures using specialized algorithms, and then sent corresponding commands to the targeted devices.
So it sounds like this prototype, while functional, had some limitations. For example, you mentioned that the range of interaction was limited.
That's right. The sensor's range was a constraint, meaning users couldn't be too far from it for the system to work reliably.
Which makes sense given its reliance on accurately tracking those shadow movements. Were there any other limitations the researchers identified?
The reliance on the smartphone, while a familiar interface, did introduce a level of, shall we say, clunkiness. For instance, the orientation of the smartphone actually determined which device was being targeted. So if you wanted to control the lamp, you'd have to position the phone in a certain way.
I see. So there was an added layer of interaction required that could be cumbersome.
Precisely. But it's important to remember that this was an initial prototype, a proof of concept. The researchers acknowledged these limitations not as insurmountable obstacles, but as stepping stones. As opportunities for deeper exploration into the realm of silhouette interactions.
So where do we go from here? What does the future hold for silhouette interactions?
The researchers envision a future where those limitations of range and device selection become insignificant. Imagine a world in which your entire home transforms into a canvas for interaction, where sensors seamlessly integrated into our surroundings respond to even the subtlest of gestures.
It's a compelling vision. A future where our homes anticipate our needs, where technology fades into the background, guided by the silent language of our shadows.
A world where technology empowers us without demanding our constant attention. Where our interactions feel more akin to conducting an invisible orchestra than operating a machine.
As we conclude our exploration of silhouette interactions, we are left with a thought-provoking question. If you could control any device in your home with a mere shadow, what would it be and why? Would you orchestrate a breathtaking sunrise with the sweep of your hand, or perhaps conduct a symphony of culinary delights as your shadow dances across your kitchen counter?
The possibilities, much like our shadows, are filled with potential waiting to be brought to life.
Indeed, the future of human-computer interaction might very well be written in light and shadow.